mix of hope and sorrow. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. King Charles III addressed the people of Britain today, the day after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth.
The king called his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, an inspiration and recalled her love and affection as a mother. He remembered her promise, though, as well.
That promise of lifelong service I renew to all today.
King Charles III said over the 70 years of her reign, society had changed, as had the institutions, but...
Through all changes and challenges, our nation and the wider family of realms, of whose talents, traditions, and achievements I am so inexpressibly proud, have prospered and flourished.
He said the role and duties of monarchy remain as well, and he ended his remarks by saying to his darling mama, as he called her, thank you. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The service of remembrance was held today at St. Paul's Cathedral. Funeral plans have not yet been finalized, though President Biden says that he will attend. An abortion rights proposal will be on the ballot in Michigan this fall.
The amendment would give women the right to make pregnancy-related decisions, including on abortion and birth control, without interference from the state, blocking a 1931 Michigan law to make abortion a felony, except in cases to save a mother's life. The 91-year-old law has yet to go into effect. The Michigan Supreme Court approving the ballot initiative after a board of canvassers made up of two Republicans and two Democrats were deadlocked over the decision.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Justice Department and the legal team for former President Trump have proposed candidates to serve as an independent arbiter in the investigation into the documents found in an FBI search of Trump's Florida home. But the two sides disagree on the scope of duty to be performed by the so-called special master. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Former President Trump could be facing more legal trouble.
A federal grand jury is reportedly looking for information about former President Trump's Save America leadership PAC. According to ABC News, the subpoenas issued so far have asked those receiving them about the Political Action Committee's formation, spending, and fundraising. This adds to a list of legal investigations involving Trump, including some looking into his role in the January 6 attack on the Capitol, his efforts to overturn the 2020 election, and the Department of Justice investigation into documents taken from his Mar-a-Lago home, some that were marked as classified. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state's stepping up its polio fighting efforts as the virus that causes the disease was detected in the wastewater of another county in the New York City area. Health officials began checking for signs of the virus in sewage water after the first case of polio in the United States in nearly a decade was identified in July in Rockland County, north of the city. The latest detection involved a wastewater sample collected last month in Nassau County on Long Island. Health officials say the sample is genetically linked to the case from Rockland, and they say it provides further evidence of community spread. Production on the Netflix series The Crown has halted after the death of Queen Elizabeth.
The series is currently in the middle of shooting its sixth and supposedly final season, but that may change with the recent passing of the Queen. Netflix, in a statement, confirmed the news, adding, filming will also be suspended on the day of Her Majesty the Queen's funeral.
Fox's Michelle Polino, the fifth season of The Crown, is set to premiere in November. Major League Baseball has adopted its first pitch clock, limits on defensive shifts, and larger bases for next year in an effort to shorten games and increase offense. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.